Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me today. And
man, where's the time go?
What do you mean?
It's already Hour 2.
It's already Hour 2. We are doing Facebook Live today. And CJ has threatened to do a little addendum to this. Is that right?
I'm going to give him a little taste of behind the scenes.
Yeah, there's, you know, during the commercial breaks, you don't hear what we're saying or what's happening to make this magic every you know, week in and week out. But you are going to give him a little glimpse beyond, you know, behind the curtain, kind of like what we were doing last week with Facebook Live on the Explorer Ventures Caribbean Explorer 2 liveaboard, right?
Not at all.
No, not even close.
Completely different.
Okay, well, we have that to look forward to or avoid. However, in the meantime, I believe we have our buddy Mark Young on the phone. Mark Young, how are you, buddy? Come in, Mark. Can you hear me? Maybe you can't. Mark Young?
Hey, Greg.
There
it's
he is.
Mark,
he
how
is.
Are you?
He can hear me. Yes, that's a good thing. Yes, Mark is the...
Actually, you're cutting... You're,
I'm cutting in and out. Well, it's, you know, he's like in another country, so it's breaking up just a little bit. But can you hear me, Mark? Come in, Mark. I think he's on the Great White North.
Oh, boy, I hear about half your words.
Half my words. Well,
can you hear me okay?
Are they the good half? The good half or the bad half?
I don't know.
No, he said no. I heard no. But I think you can hear me good enough. Mark is he's the man, the publisher behind Dive Training Magazine.
Oh, shoot. This is not a good connection, Greg.
Really? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Mark. Let me call you back then. We'll try you in the next segment then, okay? Yes, let's do that.
You want to interview him and I'll be Mark?
Okay. Well, you are the man behind the madness of Dive Training Magazine and the Scuba Show.
That's right. Thank you, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Okay. Have a nice day.
All right. Call me back when your connection's better.
Okay. Hey, what are you eating while you talk to me?
Almonds.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we will try to reestablish our connection with Mark Young. But he is the man behind the madness of the Scuba Show. And he does have some good news to share with us today when it comes to Sea Hunt.
He married the ocean.
He did that years ago.
Oh, okay.
Before it was in fashion like it is now, you know, thanks to Alex Rose. But, no, he has brought together the Bridge family, the Beau Bridges and, you know, Lloyd Bridges and all these family members are going to be there at the Scuba Show here.
And
in
Todd
a few
Bridges?
Weeks. No. Beau and Jeff.
Brooklyn.
And, you know, but they're going to do a bunch of Sea Hunt stuff. And actually, they've got some really cool giveaways in line. So
now, you want to explain to the listeners under 60 what that show was?
Yeah. Well, I had trouble, you know, explaining what Sammy Hagar, I Drive 55, was last week on.
Stop it. Everyone knows the Red Rocker.
No, Sea Hunt is like the TV show from back in the day that many people credited them for getting them into diving. So, you know, that could happen for sure. You know? Oh, wait. Actually, you know what? I think we got Mark here. Let's see. I think he just called up. Mark, is that you? Come in, Mark Young.
Yeah.
There he is. Okay.
How are you?
We went back to plain old telephone technology. I saw him calling. I was like, hey, that's Mark
there
Young.
We go.
We can just bring him on and finish this off accordingly. All right. Well, so what I was saying is that the Scuba Show, Mark, is going to have some interesting ties to Sea Hunt, which was basically the show that got a lot of, you know, people into diving initially, correct? Yeah.
Oh yeah, no question. I think it. I think it pretty much developed the whole industry.
Yeah.
Because it was at the time when I don't think many people have seen anything having to do with the oceans.
Yeah.
Certainly beyond the shore, and it was the first underwater show, as far as I know. The amazing thing about Sea Hunt was that it had such a large viewership because there were only three stations.
Right.
It was ABC, CBS, and NBC, so a third of the world had to be watching. And in fact, Sea Hunt had about a 50% rating. They had about 40 million people a week watching the show.
It's crazy.
So it has a huge. Then it had huge reruns for a couple of years. So
yeah,
it had great viewership. Was a terrific show. Lloyd Bridges was a terrific actor in that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just an unusual time.
Absolutely. In conjunction with the Scuba Show here in a few weeks, it's like the 50-year anniversary or something of Sea Hunt this year. Is that what's going on or what? What is it?
The show began in 1958. It's the 60th anniversary.
60th.
It's hard to believe.
Well, there you go. All right. So you have reached out to some of the family members and are doing what exactly at the Scuba Show?
Well, we have a Saturday evening party, and the theme of the party is going to be the 60th anniversary of Sea Hunt. We're going to be playing the series or part of the series on the big screens.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually going to give the California Scuba Service Award, which we give out every year, to Lloyd Bridges,
cool.
Obviously posthumously, and coming to accept the award because he had such an impact on not just the diving industry, but people.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think he created the awareness of the underwater world before Jacques Cousteau did, and it was incredible. So anyway, we're going to give him the award. To accept the award will be his co-star, Zale Perry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people know much about him. In fact, if you go to, we published the 60th anniversary article on Sea Hunt in Dive Training Magazine. And if you go to the website, you can read the whole story.
Well, there you go.
The feature story. And so if anybody wants to get an idea of the show and the impact it had and all that stuff, and the thing is called Must See TV, the article. And you'll find it easy. It's on the homepage. But we're going to give the award to Lloyd Bridges, and to accept it will be Zale Perry and Lucinda Bridges, his daughter.
Hmm.
It's going to be a fundraiser. You know, that Saturday night party is always a fundraiser for some big cause, usually around kids.
Right.
Last year we raised money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. This year it's going to be a fundraiser for Jeff Bridges' charity, No Kid Hungry.
Hmm.
It's a good, solid charity, so we're going to raise money for that. We're going to give away Sea Hunt memorabilia. I've got the box sets, five box sets of the entire Sea Hunt series. It's being signed right now by Bo Bridges and Jeff Bridges. We're going to auction those off.
Very cool.
And just a bunch of cool stuff. So,
well, you had mentioned. Are we allowed to talk about the other big thing you said that you have, like an original copy of audio book stuff, or are we got to keep?
Oh,
that?
Yeah, we have. We actually have two. Lloyd Bridges actually back in the late 50s did a book on diving safety. Not an audio book, a real book on diving safety, which nobody really has copies of.
Right,
and he actually recorded that. First audiobook probably in the world.
How about that?
So I have him on an audio recording. We're going to give away, we're going to raffle off two of those.
That is so cool. So, you know, so this had to have been done back in the 60s or something, or maybe even earlier. Who knows when it was done. But they've recorded this. Yeah.
Excuse the noise in the background. I'm on my navigation. So
yeah, it's okay.
I need to turn this thing off.
That's all right. We got you on the phone. Anyway. That's all that matters.
Okay.
But look, you know, that is going to be a massive event. You know, it's always a cool event. I've been doing this for a few years now, and that Saturday night party at the Scuba Show has just gotten bigger and bigger, as well as the show in general. But having this Sea Hunt connection to it this year is going to be something very special. So I'm really looking forward to it. And those prizes, I mean, that audio book or just the, you know, the catalog of Sea Hunt episodes, you know, autographed by some of the Bridge brothers, I guess, or whatever, and family. That is going to be quite a piece of memorabilia that any diver would want to get their hands on, I'm guessing. Yeah.
And actually, we don't know what to expect with a crowd. We normally get about 700 people at those parties. because of the theme, because of some of the other stuff we're doing, and we think it's going to be a larger crowd, so we've rented the entire aquarium this year.
Right.
So people could come in, and you have to come to the show. You just can't come in as Joe Blow, right?
Yeah.
Because we can't afford that, because we're giving away food and stuff. But we have the whole aquarium. We can go through all the exhibits until 9 o'clock because they have to turn the lights down in the aquarium for the fish. But the party's going to go till 11. But the exhibits will all be open till about 9. So it's going to be it's going to be pretty cool.
It's going to be awesome. The Aquarium of the Pacific there in Long Beach, right next to the show.
Greg, any truth to their online rumor that you will be at the Long Beach Dive Show rocking one of Lloyd Bridges' old swim trunks?
That is a rumor, an innuendo, and I have no further comment.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm going to need you to take every instinct you have and bury it deep, deep down.
Going down on love.
We're going down right now. Wrap your heads around the reality of that.
Going down on love.
Time to musk up.
And I am never
going down, going down, going down.
Never to hear of you going to the surface again. Is that clear?
And we are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me. And CJ's been catching some Facebook Live action.
That was rough.
Yeah, just giving people a little glimpse behind the curtain.
I'm gonna have to post this.
Yeah, that wasn't live, so that'll have to be a separate video clip. But a lot of people are asking on the Facebook Live, you know, chat room thing or element there, and they're saying, "Hey, what happens? You know, we can't hear what you guys say during the commercial breaks."
There's nobody asked that. No, I just did this on my own.
You're a liar.
I was like, people
once
have,
again, you be, were making
people
things up.
People have got to see this. They're not going to believe. You know, they think we just cut the mics on it and are golden-throated gods.
Yeah.
No, a lot of prep happens.
Well, prep, yeah.
You have to prepare.
This magic doesn't happen without, some
liniments and oils, creams. sandpaper
and
sometimes.
That's just what we use on our nether regions. Okay. So obviously we're having too much fun in the studio with CJ and Bubble Boy. But Jerry the Diver Guy and Casey from the Tobacco Nut, or the Casey the Tobacco Nut is connected with us.
Sounds like things are completely out of control.
Oh, it's off the rails. Off the rails.
Time to start the show.
Take two. Welcome back to the first radio show devoted to diving. He's Greg the Dive Master. Pussers!
Oh, boy.
My favorite rum.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway.
I see we've been off the air, non-live. You've been traveling the world, but not much has changed in the studio.
Well, I was on a liveaboard trip last week, and the family was from Colorado, and the edibles starting to kick in.
Like a never-oiled machine.
Okay.
How was Saba?
Oh, it's great. The diving was spectacular. You guys really should have been there. It was really something.
And
that's what I'm here for.
Well, most of us, if our fearless leader would ever let us out of the studio, we would go with you to these places.
Well, wait, you're connected via the web at the Tobacco Hut right now, so you're out of the studio.
Yeah, it's true. I smoke cigars and drink away from you.
Well, that's true.
So CJ won't take all my cigars.
Yeah, Casey is in exile, more or less. But he's in a place that most people would prefer. Especially
I'm on the west coast, and you're on the east coast.
Yes, to Florida, right. But especially after, if you happen to see this video that CJ just recorded that he's going to post up at the Scuba Radio Facebook page, it just shows what goes on behind the curtain a little bit during the commercial breaks and explains why we don't share that with just anyone. You know what I mean, guys? Yeah. So anyway, what have you been up to? Well, let's start with Jerry the Diver Guy. While I was diving in Sable, were you doing some teaching at all, Jerry, or no?
No.
No?
I was moving.
Okay. All right. So, but do you have some diving planned? Don't you have some students in the pipeline?
Yes, I have students in the pipeline.
Yeah, okay.
The cash register's open. We're open for business.
Mountain divers cranking right along. Okay. Fair enough. What about you, Casey? You got any water activities happening, or this latest tropical storm, or the first one of the season?
I'm actually hunting a new BC. Remember when mine blew up when we were in Turks and Caicos?
No.
Let mountain divers help you with that, Casey.
Well, you could do that, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
We all for sure would.
That's fine.
Brand.
Is it weight integrated and all those good things?
Yes, sir.
No, wait. I didn't realize your BC blew up on you in the Turks and
Caicos.
Yeah,
it was like the third dive. I went to inflate it in the shoulder piece where the inflator screws on just blew out.
I borrowed one
from our scuba rep.
Okay, yeah. That's the inflator free float or something. Is that what happened?
The actual threaded piece in the BC just cracked.
Got it, which is not a good thing.
I dove the rest of the time with the Scuba Pro that was on loan, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, actually, that's what I dove all last week. Renee from Scuba Pro was on board once again, and he hooked me up with some really nice gear.
So I'm kind of planning on doing a little lionfish hunting and some lobstering, maybe down towards West Palm, and I need a new BC, so I've been out shopping.
Okay, well, I will tell you, if you're planning to do some lobstering, you're going to have to wait until July because season's closed right now, Casey. You know that, right? Or are you?
I am a pirate, Greg.
What is that supposed to mean? That
butt, Mike.
What? Excuse me?
Nothing. Go ahead.
That's the last cigar you'll ever get, CJ.
Oh.
That's it.
He's obviously made a reference to Turks and Caicos audio book, or Chaos, I should say. Yeah. Starring.
But Mike.
Yeah. By the way, Casey, you were great on that. That audio book just was released this week. Have you heard your part?
Eric sent me an email. I haven't had a chance to download it yet.
Yeah. But, who do you think is the most popular character other than me? I mean, I'm in it, obviously, which is...
But Mike.
So, Jerry the Diver Guy has he's put in a vote for who?
But Mike.
Oh, okay, if you say so. And who is that again?
But Mike.
But Mike.
Oh, that's that guy. I gotcha.
Yeah,
right.
But Mike.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's impressive. You know, Casey played himself.
Yeah, and Casey was awesome.
I thought, you know, Casey, out of all the people who played themselves, he was the closest to himself, I think. Does that make sense? You know, others,
yeah. I can do myself the very best.
Whoa, ho, ho,
hey. Isolate that audio.
Voice.
He's been playing himself for
years. You wild hooligans. Mm. Voice.
Yeah, well, that's what we... I don't know.
You people got to get out of the ditch. You got to start diving in the ocean again or something.
Yeah. Well, you know, who's your buddy?
But Mike.
Oh, of course. That's what I would expect. But anyway, good stuff. And yeah, you know, you can't dive for lobster right now, Casey. But, you know, season kicks off here at the end of July. So it's going to be on us before we know it.
Well, yeah, I get my BC now. I go do some lionfish killing, and I get it all broken, and then I'm ready for lobster.
Yeah, there actually is one of the first big lionfish derbies is happening here in a couple weeks. I'm trying to see if we can come down there and do something from it, but I'm not sure if it's going to, you know, work out because it happens to conflict with the Rum Renaissance Festival in Miami. So you got a lionfish derby and a rum festival the same weekend down in South
Florida. Both in Miami? Or?
Yeah, both in Miami. But
really, well, kill a lionfish and drink rum, that should be an easy do for this.
Okay, well, maybe it'll work in conjunction, but we're trying to work that out. 2 weeks from today, go to reef.org for more information about that lionfish.
Because you know you can't Frost drink aquarium. And then go kill a lionfish. That's
no,
bad.
You got to go the other way. Play that song one more time, even though the trip is done and it's hard to book it, you know, after it has expired a little bit. But I had one more request to play the I Can't Dive at 55 song. So there you go. And I apologize once again. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ Bubble Boy in the studio. Casey from the Tobacco Hut and Jerry the Diver Guide connected via the web. So, you know, as I said, we got a couple weeks from now, there's a lionfish derby. You know, we're starting to get into dive season big time. We even have our first tropical depression or storm or what the heck is it, Bubble Boy? Do we even know?
It is...
What's the name?
A headache. Storm.
A headache?
Alberto.
Alberto. Tropical storm Alberto is off the, you know, southern coast of Florida and, you know, down there past Naples and in the Gulf. Hanging out.
We're just getting a lot of rain over here. We aren't getting any wind or anything yet. It's just kind of drizzly.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that's the way it'll be.
It only gets windy when you talk, Casey.
Uh-huh. Well, be careful when he bends over.
The gale force will blow.
Okay. So, but anyway, yeah. I mean, the fact that, you know, hurricane season is starting to kick in as early as it is this year, that's actually prime dive season. This is the time when we actually get better diving conditions. I'll tell you, in Save Us St. Kitts last week, the only downside to what we experienced was the winds were a little up still. And you know, Save Us especially, it's actually a sailing mecca. There's a lot of big sailboats that come through and anchor for a night or two off the coast of Ceiba because they have these trade winds that just are going all the time, and it's great for sailing, and we saw quite a few sailboats. So it's a great season for sailboating, and that has a tendency to stir up the seas a little bit in the sediment and stuff and bring down the visibility. So you have that downside, but the weather was very dry, sunny, and beautiful as well. So, you know, the question is, you got to weigh one against the other. Do you want to go when it's hot and still, And diveable? Yeah, kind of me. That's where I want to go. So we'll announce the next trip soon.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I booked us on a trip, and I go, we just got here. And she goes, but it was the only day I could get it, Bill, and it's going to be fun. The kids are going to love it. You're going to love it. And I go, what is it? And she goes, we're going on a shark feeding frenzy. Okay, wait. We're in a boat looking down in the water. No, that's the best part. We're in the water with the sharks. And I go, have you lost your mind?
Shark, shark, here comes a shark. Get you in the morning and after dark. You know his bite is worse than his bark. He's gonna get you. Here comes a shark.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ had to bail because he was too busy. Well, actually, his buddy called him. I forget what's his name again.
But Mike.
Oh, yeah. And said he needed to be someplace. So he took off. Not before posting that video he shot of us in the studio behind the scenes on our Facebook Live video. So you should be able to find it on Facebook somewhere. You know? You think, Bubble Boy? I don't know how it works. Well, you got to figure
out. I'm not on Facebook.
Oh, you're not on Facebook?
No. There's I deleted my account.
Okay. Well, maybe you can find Bubble Boy this way. Or just do a. If you look at the Scuba Radio Facebook page, it's going to show up.
Oh, God.
Or it'll show up on the thread there for the live video that'll go up as an archive on Facebook Live.
Another complete embarrassment to be ranked against the rest of them.
Okay. There's an endorsement for you.
There we go.
Thanks for that testimonial, Casey. Appreciate it. Appreciate your support. By the way, sharks are in the news once again. Have you seen any of these videos lately popping up?
Yeah.
There are some divers. I'm drawing a blank, but when I was out on the trip last week, I saw a video. I think it was down in the Keys, like Marathon.
Yeah, I think it was down in the Keys.
Yeah, and they saw the great white. And, you know, you what the hell was that?
I think that's a dolphin being eaten by a great white.
It sounds like it. What the hell was that? What is that?
I don't know.
That's... Is that Catherine the Great White talking to us? Do we got Catherine on Scuba Radio right now?
Maybe holy that's how it sounds crap. Through a hydrophone.
I'm Catherine. I went down to the Keys.
Okay. Scuba Radio Happy Hour obviously has kicked in. And I don't even know what to think of that. But what are you going to do? But yeah, this group was down in Marathon. And they were diving... As a group, I think they were doing a checkout dive, if I saw that video correctly.
They may have been advanced class.
Yeah.
And they nearly checked out.
And they got down there and were doing some skills, like kneeled down in the sand. And all of a sudden, you know, one of the people said, hey, look at that over there. And they realized, like, wait a minute, that's a great white shark. And not a common sight for folks diving down in the Florida Keys, for sure.
How big was it?
I don't remember.
I bet it looked bigger than it was.
Well, it was probably about 9 feet, but I'm sure by the time they got back to the boat and started talking about it, oh, that was a 20-footer.
Well, that thing was 18 foot long before it was over.
Yeah,
Captain,
at least.
You need a bigger boat.
Yeah, that's right.
I saw a megalodon.
It was, they were off of the Thunderboat wreck.
That's right.
Marathon.
Exactly.
With Captain Hook.
That's right, yeah. I've dove with those guys. They're a fine
great,
operation.
Great group.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you what was encouraging to see from this video was when I first heard about it, and I said, hey, Greg, you know, if someone sent me a link, check this out. I'm usually like, oh, brother, here we go. You know, it's usually, you know, a spear fishing thing, and the shark's coming after, you know, the diver or something. This is kind of misdirection in that sense, like the title, like, you know, dive group approached by a great white or something like that. And then you watch it, and the divers, you know, are excited, and the guy filming the great white underwater you know, he's shaking. You can hear him, you know, speaking through his regulator, going, "Oh my god, oh my god, it's a great wine.
It's a great hit."
Oh, that's what that was. Okay, that was the audio that we were trying to mimic, and now it makes sense because it did sound like
could
that.
Could you play that again, Greg? Munchkin.
Yeah, hit me. Hit me with that audio there, whoever's playing.
Oh, my God, it's a great hit.
Yeah.
You're going to eat.
Yeah, yeah. See, it sounds like a Smurf.
That's some great audio, I tell you what.
You know, we're on the cutting edge here at the world's first radio show devoted to diving of cutting edge of if the edge was like just a moldy piece of crap.
We have golden moments.
Yeah. But anyway, so, you know, the diver's excited. And you hear him, you know, screaming through his regulator, and then they break the surface, and they're not scared. They're excited. They're like, oh, my God, I can't believe I saw a great white shark. This is the best dive I have ever had in my entire life. And he was ecstatic. He wasn't scared at all. Matter of fact, the guy on the boat was like, all right, shut up. Get on the boat, you idiot. You know, whereas the guy was just screaming at the top of his lungs like, oh, my God, this is amazing. We were seeing a great white. He was so happy. And that was very encouraging to see. What's that?
They were getting them on the boat.
Yeah, the guy in the boat was like, "Hey, get the hell out of the water." Yeah, it's kind of cool, but let's not push our luck here.
Yeah,
and but it was fun, and it was kind of refreshing to see that the diver was happy. He was ecstatic of seeing the shark, as opposed to like, "Oh my God, it's a great white," you know, and whether that's just the way he was was taught. Like when you get into scuba diving class, you know, one of the first things you learn is that the sharks in the water are not there to eat you. That's one of the like side elements you quickly learn.
That's
the
second thing you learn.
Yeah, it is. You know, because it's the first question they ask, aren't the sharks going to eat me, to the dive instructor? And then he says no, or she says no. And actually, you know, it's rare to see them. And if you do, it's a treat, and take it for what it is, which
you
is
know, I had that conversation
experience.
Yesterday.
You did?
Yes, I did.
And so how did it go? Would you care to do it in your underwater voice there, Jerry the diver guy?
The sharks do not eat you. They're there to see and feed on you only.
Okay, let's just do it in your regular voice, because I have no idea what he just said, unless Bubble Boy can translate.
Actually, I had that conversation yesterday, and yeah. I actually acquired a new customer.
Yeah? What, after you explained to him that the shark was not going to eat you, or what?
Yep. The shark is not going to eat you. Mm. If you see a shark, it's a rare thing. You need to enjoy it.
Right. Right. Well, that definitely was ingrained in this diver's video. I mean, because that was really nice to see. And I thought that set a pretty good example I wish more videos were like that. Because usually, like I said, it's you watch the video and the person is freaked out and the shark's coming at the diver. And I'm referring to more of those videos where there's like spear fishing going on. You see a lot of those. Where, you know, some free diver or scuba diver is down underwater spearing a fish. And then, whether it's a great white or a Caribbean reef or any other type of shark, gets interested in that fish. Not in the diver, but he comes after the diver. It looks like he's coming after the diver when he's really coming after the fish that the diver has.
The sharks, Craig, refer to that as shoplifting.
Maybe. But you know, they can be very competitive. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it myself where, you know, the sharks, when you spear a fish, they change their attitude quickly. And they look at you not as a food item for them, but as a competitor. And I've actually seen it where a Caribbean reef shark came in. And I don't know if that was a bull shark at the time, but I've seen it where... and heard these little anecdotal stories where they literally would go after the diver with the idea, like you're thinking they're trying to take him out so they can get the fish at the end of the pole spear that diver had, speared.
Yeah, so it's like that eagle and the fox.
The eagle and the fox?
You did not see
that. Oh, that video.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I saw the eagle trying to take the fox, right?
No, the fox had caught something, and then the eagle
fox
picked him up.
A rabbit.
Yeah, caught a rabbit, and the eagle picked him up and...
Took them both.
But and
the
then
fox held on to the rabbit.
Yeah, he held on as long as he could before he fell.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay, well, you don't want to be the fox, I guess, is exactly. The moral of Bubble Boy's story. So, yeah, you know, but they look at you as a competitor, not as the thing they're going for. And if they can take you out or they can get you away from the fish that they want to eat, they're going to bump you, nip at you, or whatever. But you know what? If you're spearing fish, which is what the sharks eat, you know, that's one of the things that you have to assume responsibility for, you know, is your own actions, you know? And unfortunately, a lot of people don't make that connection when
they're
looking
far-sighted.
Yeah, well, they're looking from, you know, from the outside in of not having that experience of how the critters react underwater.
I can eat it.
Yeah, it's one of the benefits of being a diver, though.
It's always a bigger fish.
The more you know. I think there's a whole commercial campaign on NBC about that. We just did our own little more, you know. All right. More coming up, by the way, on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the Top Down at Explorer Ventures liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
When you want fun, just read a page from my dive log book. I used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But in this underwater, said, live and let's dive.
Live and let's dive.
I said, live and let's dive.
Live and let's dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio. Casey from the Tobacco Hut and Jerry the Diver Guy connected via the web. Hey, by the way, a little program note. This coming Tuesday, the 29th of May, 8 p.m. on Animal Planet, Richie Kohler's new TV show is going to be on. It's a special, Monsters of the Abyss. I believe he's out of the country. I did try to get him on the show, And he avoided me as he often would, as most people do.
Like a plague.
Yeah.
Lots of people do. Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, I wasn't able to make him, you know, get him on the show this week. But hopefully we'll get him on soon. If not, I got a backup plan to schedule.
But Mike?
Yeah. So worst case, we'll get that guy on.
Was that Casey?
What do you mean?
But
what?
Mike?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. That's the guy. Yeah,
I don't know anything about Butt Mike.
Yeah, well, you didn't listen to the audiobook, the Turks and Chaos audiobook.
Well, not yet.
Well, yeah, that was a little teaser. So get on there, listen to it, and you'll find everything you need to know about about all those characters. And
planning to download it as soon as I'm off the air with you.
Right, and that way you can find out exactly who is.
Butt Mike?
Yeah, that guy.
I believe he's related to Magic Mike.
Could be. All right, but that does sound like a pretty good show, though, doesn't it? Monsters of the Abyss. I think it's like it's a 1 or 2 hour kind of thing that it's doing. But we were talking about Luska, the giant squid in the Bahamas, and the blue holes hanging out in the blue holes of
what?
You missed that.
I've never heard of that. No.
Yeah, there's a monster squid that they say resides in one of the blue holes of.
Wasn't that on Monster Quest or some
River
silly?
Monsters? It was on that TV show, but I don't know if they're going to deal with that with Richie's show or not. They might, but we'll have to watch it and see. 8 p.m.
Did he actually find a monster?
Well, it's Monsters of the Abyss, so I would say they found monsters of the abyss. So, like Loch Ness.
Maybe Richie got 8.
Yeah. That would explain why he wouldn't take my call. Be another reason. But probably it's more likely that he's just blocked my number. But Bubble Boy has done a little research, at least recently. And, we were talking about the great white being spotted down in Marathon. And you're saying there's been a congregation of great whites in another place.
I wouldn't call it research, though. It's just me surfing the web when I'm bored.
You Googled it. He's a Googler.
I Googled it while I was at work.
What? Wait. You're bored right now on this show. Bored.
When I was at
Shocking.
Work.
Bad wrong.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's about these great whites that, the ones that go up and down the California coast from like Baja to, Central California.
Yeah.
And then every certain time of the year, they just kind of swim for 40 days out into the middle of nowhere, what's called the desert of the ocean. There's nothing there. And when the males show up, they start diving 200 meters, up to 100 sometimes a day. It's like they call it the Burning Man for white sharks. It's pretty cool.
The Burning Man event of white sharks. And how do we know this? Because they've been...
They were scientists, researchers. Yeah, researchers were tracking them. They actually went out there from Monterey.
Did they actually go out there and see them? Or did they just track them?
Actually, they've seen it. It's been going on. They've documented it since 2009.
Wow. How many do they think are out there?
Oh, they just say it's a vast number.
Thousands.
Yeah. That would be something, wouldn't it?
Well, why they do that, right? They go up and down the coast of California eating surfers, and when the suntan lotion gets to be too toxic, they freak out.
Yeah. Well, that's
They're not using Reef Safe.
That could be something. Yeah, they actually on the sunscreen thing, Hawaii just put a ban on oxybenzone sunscreen.
Yeah, they say it's halfway between Hawaii and Mexico. That's where the point of nowhere is that they go.
So maybe the sunscreen drove them away from Mexico and into the Burning Man area.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a cool dive site. I don't know. Would you jump in the water if there were, say, like 100 great whites swimming around? I've been in the water with like 8 or 9 of them at once.
Hey, if Manny can do it, we can do it, Greg.
I don't know if he's done 100. That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure how I'd feel about that. I mean, great whites are like any other shark, but I'm not sure I'd want to be in the water with like 100 of them.
You'd be just piece of chum.
If they get hungry, you won't have to worry about it alone.
Well, that's true. I guess you got that going for you. But I don't know. I mean, when they get in big groups like that, if they're in like a mating kind of mode, I'm guessing they're probably not eating.
That's
anyway.
What they said, Greg. That one of the possible theories is that they're going there to meet that special someone.
Mm-hmm.
Or
well, I know when I dove with greater hammerheads in the Sea of Cortez, they were circling the seamounts because that's part of their mating and pairing.
Yeah.
And you could literally swim through the cloud of sharks, and they'd just swim away.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, they have different modes of operation. You know what I mean? So if they're scavenging for food, obviously not a good place to be. They're competing for food, not a good place to be. If they're getting their freak on, and you want to just be a voyeur, hey, yeah, you might be good to go. It sounds like a dive I'll let someone else do. Something that, you know, who would step Casey. Up and do that? Yeah, Casey or...
But Mike?
Yeah, maybe him. It's always possible. That sounds like a job for him.
Hey, maybe we could throw Drunken Sailor overboard.
Yeah, the Drunken Sailor. That's very possible. That's okay, there he is. All right, let's just wrap it up. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Yeah, safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.